Can you tell me what you're making there?
In my restaurant, we call ahi poke, but today we're using the albacore tuna, so I guess tuna poke. It's more inspired by a Hawaiian dish.
I'm in the kitchen at a large Vancouver wholesale seafood distributor. A handful of chefs are showing what they can do with BC-caught albacore tuna.
Some seared albacore tuna in there. What else have you got?
And then the julienne, this Asian pear. I normally use a Fuji apple. It has more texture to it. I just forgot to bring it. So.
Most of the chefs are working with raw loins of tuna that were frozen at sea. It can be used in any number of scrumptious dishes. And this is from a fish that most people know nothing about.
The fish itself is referred to as a highly migratory species. In other words, it starts its life in the South Pacific, and it migrates up to our shores because of the high quality of the food in the water here. And eventually, as an adult, it will go back into the South Pacific where it will spawn. The advantage that we have is that it comes very close to our shores when it's about 3 to 5 years old. At that age, it's about 20 pounds, plus or minus. And at that age, it hasn't accumulated enough mercury to be of an issue.
Lauren Clayton is the executive director of the Canadian Highly Migratory Species Foundation. He's keyed in on just one aspect of why BC albacore tuna should be turning up on our plates more often. The fish are safe from a mercury content point of view and come from a very sustainable population.
In 2005, the albacore Pacific population was the second highest biomass on record. So it's recognized as a strong fishery. And the fact that we only use troll gear, we use barbless hooks in our fishery, we have no bycatch in the fishery. As a result, we're recognized by the Monterey Bay Aquarium Program, Sea Choice Program, OceanWise Program as a sustainable fishery, and we are currently in the pre-assessment phase under the Marine Stewardship Council certification process to where it's recognized internationally, just not locally, as a sustainable fishery.
Along with the sustainability factor, there's the health angle. Omega-3 fatty acid levels, known for their heart-healthy attributes, are almost twice as high in albacore tuna as they are in wild sockeye salmon, for example. The only problem is getting more people in Canada to eat it.
Our issue is the fact that we're the fifth largest, in 2005, we're the fifth largest fishery in British Columbia, worth over $30 million, supporting 250 families on the coast, and all of our product disappears into the United States and put into a can. It never shows up as product of Canada. And so what we're trying to do is number one, to make people aware that there is an important fishery in British Columbia that nobody's aware of. We're trying to make people aware that as a canned product, it is an exceptional product because of the way we catch it and process it. But also there's other alternatives. We have loins of tuna, which could be barbecued or used for sashimi. We have shelf-stable foil pouches of smoked, ready-to-eat product. And our mission is to make people aware of that.
I have to admit, I've been in on the secret for a while. I'm lucky enough that I can find the frozen tuna loins direct from a few fishermen at farmers markets or in some forward-thinking grocery stores. But I know not everyone has easy access. That's where Rhonda Maley of White Spirit Bear Enterprises comes in. Her company packages and markets albacore tuna across Canada. In Western Canada, she says they have good distribution in independent grocery stores, and now they're turning to the internet to serve other markets.
We've also introduced online sales recently because we had a lot of demand from the Eastern market, and so we're now fulfilling those demands through online sales.
So what kind of products can you ship online?
We ship it by the case, so we ship canned albacore tuna in three different flavors, regular with a light sea salt, smoked flavor, and a no salt, which is very popular.
The canned product is a lot more expensive than imported fare from Thailand, for example, but in each can, you'll find a solid chunk of snowy white flesh cooked in its own juices. It's not fishy, there's no waste, and it's the only species of tuna that can be labeled as white meat tuna. I have to say I do prefer the frozen loins, though, and Rhonda Maley says that product definitely needs more promotion.
This is what we have to contend with as an industry is, okay, now I know I need to buy it, now I know I want to buy it, now I know where I can buy it, what do I do with it? How do I cook it? How do I prepare it? We do have a website, which is CanadianAlbacoreTuna.com. And we have a fishmonger on there. There's a lovely video clip on there of him preparing tuna on the grill, in a sushi style and poke style. So it shows people what the loin looks like, how to cut it, and how to prepare it. So we often will just refer people to that website so that when they bring it home, they know how to just put it on the grill and enjoy it.
The Highly Migratory Species Foundation is trying to let everyone in on helping to promote the albacore tuna. There's a recipe contest on the go right now, with cash prizes available for the winning dishes. Just go to my website and you'll find a link to the contest and many inspirational recipes as well. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.